So one of the options would be paclitaxel bevacizumab. I want to track back a little bit about some of the clinical research data that underlies your interest in this, but what other options would you be thinking about?
Again, it depends on the rapidity of the illness. If it's manageable, I would try single agent, and I would tend to use probably a taxane in that situation.
So you might use a taxane without the bevacizumab?
Might use it, yes.
Which taxane?
That, again, will also depend upon the other comorbid conditions. If the woman can take corticosteroids and doesn't have diabetes, then I would probably use paclitaxel on a weekly basis, done as the CLGB experience under Andy Seidman. If you're dealing with a person that you're concerned about the use of weekly paclitaxel and you don't want to use corticosteroids, a diabetic or some other comorbid condition for that reason, then I would think about Abraxane on a weekly basis.
Okay, so let's track back into some of the clinical research that just underlay, you know, some of the things that you just talked about. And beginning with the bevacizumab paclitaxel option that you discussed, can you talk about what happened that sort of led you to be convinced that this should be something that would be offered to a woman like this?
We have a large ECOG randomized trial, which basically randomized patients to paclitaxel or bevacizumab with paclitaxel and showed at least at the present time a disease-free survival advantage in significant visceral disease. Now, one would like to see an overall survival. Perhaps that would be presented at the next ASCO, but it was significant, so that I think it's a reasonable option. Using these anti-angiogenic drugs seemed to double the response rate. And again, with a further survival, I think it's a reasonable option.
How much does adding in the bevacizumab to the taxane add in terms of side effects?
Again, I think it partially is due to comorbid conditions. At least the patients that I've treated, the major problem has been watching for hypertension.
So, I mean, do they feel bad? Do they have some dysphoria because of the medication?
No, that hasn't been a problem.
So it's more, some of the times their blood pressures will go up. Any other additional morbidities, lifestyle kind of changes that happen because you add in the bevacizumab?
I think mainly just the time it takes to infuse the drug. I mean, it's more time in the treatment area.
So
but beyond that, really, no.
It's not like adding another chemo agent.
No, it's not like adding a noxious cytotoxic.
Okay, so that's one of the things you brought up as a possibility.